My name is Taylor Caswell, and I'm the Director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Relief and Recovery, and I'll be facilitating today's meeting. The Gopher Legislative Advisory Board was created by Executive Order 2020-06. That order is publicly available on the Governor's website. Today's meeting is an official meeting of the board, is open to the public, and will be run in a manner compliant with RSA 91A. As I mentioned, today's call is being recorded. Should you be a speaking participant and not wish to be recorded, you may disconnect now. The recording from today's meeting will be transcribed and posted on the Gopher webpage. Because the board is meeting by phone under RSA 91A, there are a few initial logistics that we need to establish. First, each of us must state our names, where we are located, and who is with us in the room. I'll begin. I am Taylor Caswell, Director of Gopher in the Gopher office. In the office of is our General Counsel, Nancy Smith, Rhonda Hensley, and Hillary Ryan. Senator Morse.
Senator Chuck Morse, I'm in my office in Atkinson, and I am alone.
Speaker Packard.
I'm in my office at the State House, and I am alone.
And welcome, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Senator Susie.
This is Donna Susie. I am at my home in Manchester, and I'm alone.
Okay. Representative Cushing. Representative Cushing?
Yeah.
Are you there, Representative?
Yep. Yes, I am. Am I unmuted? Okay. Okay. Representative Rennie Cushing, I'm Democratic Leader of the House. I'm at my home in Hampton. I'm alone in the room. My wife is in the House someplace.
Very good. Thank you and welcome, Representative. Senator D'Alessandro.
I'm Senator Lou D'Alessandro. I'm at my home in Manchester. And my wife is in the House.
All right. And Senator Reagan.
Senator Reagan, I'm in my office by myself.
Good. Representative Weiler.
Ken Weiler, I'm here in Kingston. I'm alone in this room. My wife is in the House.
Very good. And welcome to you as well, Representative.
Thank you.
And Representative Walner.
Mary Jane Walner, I'm in my home in Concord, and I am alone.
Very good. Okay, so as we move through our agenda today, each board member and anyone else speaking is asked to identify themselves before speaking. Should you choose to take any votes today, they must be done in the roll call process following the process we just used. Finally, remember to use five star, if you want to raise your hand during the discussion at any point, and that will allow us to unmute your line. So this morning I wanted to begin with just a brief update, and then we can move into some discussions about anything that members would like to talk about. So just a brief update, as I mentioned, on what's been going on with Gopher since we last met. We had a very hectic holiday season here between federal reporting and closing down most of the programs by the original CARES Act deadline of December 30th. Also, as we all know, on December 27th, the new federal aid package was enacted, which included a new slate of COVID relief. This included funding for vaccine distribution, COVID testing, child care assistance, substance abuse and mental health programming, transportation and infrastructure, education, and housing rental relief. And the deployment of most of these programs, Gopher has not taken a role since they are flowing through existing pathways through other state agencies. The exception is the New Hampshire Emergency Rental Assistance Program, which was announced just a few weeks ago and will be administered by the New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority in collaboration with Gopher. NHFA will work with five regional community action partnerships and will accept and process applications and make payments for the program. Full program guidelines and details and application information will be available by March 15th at nhfa.org. And I believe they do have some information up on their website right now, including the ability for people to enter an email address to get updates as to when those applications will be available. Beyond that, our major work has been with regard to our own reporting back to U.S. Treasury, as well as receiving reports from grantees all over the state. That reporting has provided a clearer picture of how much Coronavirus Relief Fund, or CRF, resources remains available following the closeout of all these programs. Essentially, what we are working through is like any transaction, where we paid for a certain amount for a program to be administered, and now we are seeing the change and counting the change as it comes back to us. And based on this, we are comfortable at this point with the establishment of a new $25 million fund that will be held in reserve to allow us to cover any unforeseen COVID recovery needs in the coming months. As members of the board know, CRF resources are highly flexible, and with the deadline for expenditures now pushed out to December 2021, this will allow us to fully assess gaps that may emerge after deployment of the December relief package that I just mentioned a moment ago, as well as the new stimulus package that is being debated in Congress right now. In conclusion, I think it is worth pointing out that the funding provided by Gopher in 2020, in partnership with the board, has put New Hampshire in an exceptionally strong economic position as we see COVID numbers decreasing and vaccine numbers increasing. Many of you know that I also co-chair the state's Economic Reopening Task Force, and like LAB, we are engaged with that group in finding a path to move our businesses back to normal operations as quickly as possible while continuing to protect public health and keeping consumer confidence strong. I want to thank the LAB for its ongoing participation and role in helping New Hampshire be in the position that we now find ourselves. With the reemergence of a strong state economy, increasing revenue numbers for businesses and the state, a 3.6% unemployment rate, which is down from 16% at the height of the pandemic, and the increasing likelihood that the summer of 2021 will feel a heck of a lot more normal than our last summer. So with that update, I'm certainly happy to turn it over to members for any discussion on any subjects or any questions that the members feel they should. Please remember to hit star 5 to raise your hand. Sorry, 5 star. I always get that backwards. I apologize. Senator Morse, I see your hands raised.
Yeah, I guess a couple of things. So everyone knows, I believe our office has worked out with the governor's office on Mascoma to work through this committee to write one more check to try to get them to the point where they wanted to be in the summer of this year, and that's, you know, with the fact that they want to team up with someone else for the future. That's in the works. And pretty much I've been assured that the number is probably going to be around $120,000, and that was the intent, was to cover 6 months and write a check out of the CARES Act money. Beyond that, there were statements made late in the fall about, and that's why I think we wanted to have this meeting, that money was a waterfall into unemployment that didn't get used. Now, from what you're telling us today, the first $25 million may still be out there, is going to be dedicated to solving other problems. Is there more money than $25 million? And where is that going?
Okay. Yes, Senator. I think, first of all, that's the resource that we are confident that we know we're going to have back. It would have otherwise probably gone into the waterfall that we had originally planned. Those resources, now, as you know, the deadline has been pushed out. So with the combination of that money that's coming in, and we are still in the closeout process of several programs, so there could be additional resource. But with the December 27th federal package as well as the pending package in Washington right now, we didn't want to make any decisions that would effectively be doubled up by any of those programs. And with the flexibility of these resources, I think it does allow us to address gaps as we go forward. In terms of what additional resources out there, as you know, right now we're in the reporting process for Main Street Relief Fund Program and the SELF Program. That will not be complete until at least April 15th once the reporting is done, probably several weeks after that before we have a clear picture as to what that entails at the end of the day. So right now, we have a number of $25 million of the original CRF fund that remains available and that we're recommending that it go into this relief fund. I mean, I'm sorry, this reserve fund.
And Taylor, just to follow up, does that mean that the only money you have right now is the $25 million, or is there other money that came back?
I think that number represents the amount that we know that will be coming back. We might not have it in the account right now, but it is representative of sort of that analogy that I used about receiving change back. There's a process that we have to do to move money into those accounts, but at this point, $25 million is a number we are sure will be coming back.
Okay. And then if there's any more money than that, is the waterfall still in effect and it's going into unemployment?
Well, we never actually executed the waterfall fiscal authorization. But there is, it really depends, I think, as we move through the next couple of months and whether it's this board or the governor see those gaps and want to be able to utilize some or all of that $25 million at a point prior to the end of this calendar year. That number may increase over time. I just don't have a good sense, and I wouldn't be confident in giving you a number that was more than $25 million right now, but it's possible it could be more than that by the time we're done.
I guess what I'm trying to get at, Taylor, is I've got plenty of meetings, and I'll have a budget coming over on April 8th. Is this committee doing anything to benefit the process from here on in? Or, I guess I'm trying to figure out what role we should be playing for the rest of, through June anyways. And if we can't answer that question today, I would think we can come back and answer that, because if everything's going to waterfall, we could come back, to updates after the 15th of April and things like that. If there's a need for us to come back and have discussions, what I'm concerned about is all this federal talk of what money's coming into New Hampshire. That's going to happen sooner than later, and then, Gopher's kind of a sideline at that point, to be honest with you. I mean, and anything I've looked at between county government and city, they're getting a lot of money. So the rest of it is, what's going to happen with the rest of the money, but it doesn't sound like that's coming to Gopher.
Yeah, it's hard to say exactly, but I would agree with that, Senator, that, as we saw with the December 27th relief package, a lot of those resources are flowing through existing funding pathways. So whether it's through FEMA or whether it's through HHS or whether it's through education or transportation, those have been showing up and flowing directly to agencies or other partners around the state. So the sort of flexible resource that we had under the Coronavirus Relief Fund for state and local implementation will probably be limited, if at all, in the final package that we see coming from Washington.
Okay.
All right. I see Senator D'Alessandro has his hand raised.
Thank you. Really, just to follow up on what Senator Moore said, the $25 million we know is available. You're going to hold that in reserve. Will this committee have an opportunity to direct some of that money in terms of needs that we see manifested between now and the next time we meet? That's number one. Number two, Mascoma, Chuck, thank you very much. I think that's a great effort on the part of Gopher to keep that thing going and keep the health care available for people in that region. And I'm glad that it's set. And my last question, how much money did go into the unemployment fund? Taylor, was it the $50 million? And,
yes.
And is there some kind of a plan to put more money in there when the waterfall is established?
Let me hit all those. First, on the Unemployment Trust Fund, yeah, the $50 million is the amount that went in and that currently stands as the total that's gone to the trust fund. With regard to your other question on the role for the Legislative Advisory Board, I mean, I'm not aware of any change in the role that is defined for LAB. So as we kind of see needs emerging, or as we sort of get to the point of seeing the Main Street and SELF results after April 15th, that would be the next sort of, I would say, landmark or milestone in the process here. I don't anticipate much of that $25 million being necessary between now and when we see the stimulus package, but that, you know, there could be needs that come up. So I don't know if I'm giving you a great answer on that one, but I think overall the LAB role has not changed, and that we're going to have at least $25 million of reserve funds to address issues that maybe aren't addressed in these other various federal packages.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're really on hold until some other decisions are made.
Yeah, I think we're waiting. We are, in some respects, waiting to see what the stimulus package and how that sort of manifests in its deployment to the states.
Right, and what it appears is that will be direct distribution to cities and towns, et cetera, rather than going through the governor's office. Is that how you see it? I mean, that's how it seems.
I have to admit I haven't been tracking it because it seems to change every other day, but it does seem like that would be likely that a good portion of it would flow directly. I can't say for sure that there's no role for Gopher. You know, as you know, we're having this role with the housing program, so there might be other opportunities where we can help play a role just based on the setup that we have, but that will certainly be communicated to everybody if that happens.
Great. Thank you. The housing situation, I'm receiving a number of calls, and as I understand it now, that's going through the New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority, the rental
that's
assistant.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Are there any other discussion items or questions? I don't see any hand raised. If you have anything, you just speak out too. Okay, well, if not, we have the next thing on our agenda is really just to the point of Senator D'Alessandro and Senator Morse, which is our next meeting time. I mean, my suggestion would be that we wait until after the April 15th tax deadline, and also when we start to see what we see coming out of the Main Street program and any resources that might be able to be updated in terms of that reserve fund. But that's just my suggestion. Is there any discussion from members on that point?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good point. And by that time, we ought to know how much more money has come back. So we should really what the bottom line looks like.
Yeah, we should have a much clearer picture by that point. And Senator Morse, I see your hand is raised as well.
Yeah, I would agree with the April 15th, but I wouldn't agree to set a time right now because I think what's going on with the federal government is going to be a game changer. You know, a lot of people are going to be able to solve a lot of problems. And the only thing I'd like to find out in the future is if we're needed on this committee, because I'm sure we're going to be needed in our local communities to go through all these discussions of how the money's going to be spent. So anyhow, I don't think we should set another meeting, and I think we should see what happens in Washington in the next couple of weeks, because they're running out of time to, I believe, in what I saw, to make a decision. So once they make a decision, I think it's a game changer for how this was handled. So.
Great. Yeah, that's fine. And of course, if anything comes up, that all of you, we can assemble as necessary. But I would say at this point, let's wait and see how that all works out. All of you know how to get a hold of me or anyone here at Gopher if any issues do come up that you need answers on. We're happy to help however we can.
Okay.
So we'll just hold off then until a little bit deeper into April, and we'll be in touch with everybody about when we might meet next. Are there any other issues or questions?
No.
Okay. Well,
good.
If not, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.